And in Paris today, a large collection of letters written to Claude Monet are being auctioned off. The Impressionist painter carefully preserved the letters, written by art critics, admirers, and other artists, until his death in 1926. Then the letters were passed down before his great-grandson decided to turn them over to a Paris auction house. From Paris, Anita Elash reports.
Experts have already studied letters that Monet wrote to many of his colleagues, but this is the first time that so many of the letters written to him have been seen in public. There are more than 1,000 altogether. Thierry Baudin is the expert who organized the auction. He got the letters from Monet's great-grandson, Michel Cornebois, in September.
I was, of course, very excited by these letters. When I saw them the first time, it was a big block of papers.
What Baudin found were some surprising insights into Monet's relationship with his fellow artists and the impact that he had on his admirers. One of the letters is from Leo Akman, a little-known painter and violinist who wrote to Monet after he saw his paintings of cathedrals in 1898.
He says, "Your cathedrals are really masterpiece, and if I could, I would give a piece of my skin to get one." So that's very, I found that letter fantastic, even if the man is almost unknown.
Many other letters express the same kind of sentiments, but the letters also show how hard it was at first for Monet and the other Impressionists to sell their work. Monet wasn't confident in his talent, and at one point was so discouraged that he decided to destroy some of his canvases. In his letters, the art dealer Paul Durand-Ruel encouraged Monet to continue painting and to leave the sales to him. In a letter to Monet written in 1885, Durand-Ruel describes his scheme to take the Impressionists to the United States and revolutionize the American art scene.
"My dear Mr. Monet, I'm working on the Americans and America for this winter. There are 3 or 4 influential people in charge of business in New York. I'm trying to educate and persuade them. We have to revolutionize this country of millionaires and try to become millionaires ourselves. We are not at that point yet, but everyone needs to start somewhere."
There are also 50 letters from Auguste Renoir. He and Monet were close friends for nearly 60 years. Renoir also offered his encouragement and shared his skepticism about the plan to go to the United States. And there are moments of tenderness when Renoir shares the secrets of his everyday life. Here, in a letter he wrote in 1914, he's suffering from arthritis and is nearing the end of his life.
"My dear friend, I think of you often, and as I grow old, I think of our youth. I'm a bit off at the moment, and I have trouble moving. But I'm happy for the moment. There is no need to be difficult at this time. Others have more to complain about than I have. Yours, Renoir."
For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.